arm on thy holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before, or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Good morning. Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. We've got so much to talk about. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Melissa Redpill with the Freedom Force Battalion. That's you. You are the Freedom Force Battalion. We are fighting in this great battle of Armageddon. That's what we talk about. This is biblical. We are literally in experiencing biblical times like 17 told us. If you don't know what 17 is, it's Q, and so that's the 17th letter of the alphabet. He told us this was biblical times, and it is. That's what we do here, and so I'm so glad you're here. If you don't forget, hit the like button right now, because we're going to go fast as lightning through all this great information and what's going on this week. We're watching the destruction of the cabal antichrist, literally. If you want to know more about what I'm talking about here, go to melissaredpill.com or freedomforce.live. Either way, you'll get to the same place, and it will take you right here where you can see tons of free research about end times, the truth about end times. It's good news for us. It's the end times for them, and a thousand years of peace for us, the golden age for us. So here's the video playlist, tons of videos over there for you, and also great information about our health, and also social media, also audiobooks, so you can listen to the books that I've written on end times, making it super easy for you. So let's get started. Y'all ready? Let's go. All right, so here is here's my Red Pill, Melissa Red Pill X. So please join with me over there. I'm going to pop the link over into the chat. We have doubled in size. We started over because we were banned and we've doubled in size. So thank you so much for helping, and just continue to please help support that so that we can get the truth out to the people over in X-Land. And so we've been over for years. If you're new to our channel, we've been over on in Telegram land, which is a beautiful land. I love that land. We've been in Getter land. We've been in Truth Social land. But now we're trying to get back into X land, because a lot of people are there, clearly. So we want everyone to know the wonderful truth about end times. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. So let's get started. What is this Q thing? What did Q post on August 1? Of course, Friday was August 1. And so here we are at this August 1 Delta. It says here the month of August is traditionally very hot. And we're going to see, there's already been some things happening with Ray and Jack Smith. We're going to get to that. And so you have more than you know. Here it says, bigger charges coming. We're ready. Public understanding of events just around the corner. That's what we're waiting on. We're waiting for this mass start awakening. We're waiting for everybody to wake up. Well, I know you guys want everybody to wake up and realize who our enemy is. And I think this is going to do it. This is going to do it when people are brought up on charges. President Trump has been on fire, literally talking about treason. We're going to talk about what Tulsi Gabbard came out with and what Chuck Grassley just declassed in the annex. We're going to talk about that. So I think that's our next thing. Here's Tulsi. Let's hear what she has to say. I'm so, so thankful for her, so proud of her. And, you know, she has suffered unbelievably, as all of these wonderful patriots were damaged when they went to Iraq. And that's why she has this gray streak in her hair, because of the stress of what happened. And so she is just such a fighter, so willing to fight for America no matter what. I'm just so, so proud. I love how it's a woman who released this. I'm not being sexist or whatever, but I am very thankful, because it, you know, just so you know, men, you know, we've been kind of pushed into a corner, like, oh, these, you know, women are, should just, you know, be quiet. And so she's proving that we women are great warriors. I will say this, in this Battle of Armageddon, there are a lot of amazing warriors who are women. The Lord said in Joel chapter 2, He will pour out his spirit on all flesh, men and women alike. And thank you so much, Lord, that you raised up Tulsi Gabbard in this day. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. Somebody arrest these people, right? Or at least get exposed. So let's see what happens.
People are you surrounded by that are still part of that old system?
It's a good question. As we are finding these documents, going through them, declassifying and releasing them, we are learning more about who is actually directly involved and implicated in this. We're learning more about who may have been in the room and who was loudly protesting against it, recognizing how wrong it was. We have whistleblowers coming forward with their own documentation of their protests and their unwillingness to go along with this. So, yes, there are people who are still working within the intelligence community who had a hand in this. As we are identifying them, it will give us the opportunity to make sure that they and others like them, who, again, are so willing to weaponize intelligence to subvert the will of the American people, can no longer work in the intelligence community.
That's right. That's right. No more. They were going to be removed, root and branch, so that they can no longer do this. And I will show you a post here in a little bit about, actually, you know what, I might just go ahead and show it now, but while we're on it. Here it's talking about, I don't want to take you the wrong thing. Here it's talking about, okay, here this one. It says restructure, okay? We are moving fast. Remember, not all within the CIA. I know that's really small. Let me make it a little bit bigger if I can. Yeah, here we go. Within the CIA, DOJ, and FBI are bad apples. House cleaning, top. The ones who need to be cleaned out are the ones at the top, not the regular people. Restructuring. So, you know, it doesn't mean that they're going to, you know, cancel these departments. It means that they'll be restructured so that they cannot have people at the top doing this type of evil, taking over our country by these rogue people at the top. The ones that we've always seen their names, the Strzok and the Page and the Clapper and the Comey and all that. And those are the ones who got exposed this week. So I want you to see what 17 said about that. So thank you so much, Tulsi Gabbard. And also she's saying that there were whistleblowers who said they did not want to be a part of this. So you have to applaud them, because that is not easy. If you've ever been in a situation like that and you're trying to stand up against the powers that be, especially the powers that be who are so powerful like that, and you know that they can, you know, destroy you and make your life miserable and, you know, lose your job and all the rest of it. So you have to really hand it to these great whistleblowers who would not go along with this whole collusion, the true collusion of the Russiagate narrative. So here she says, whistleblowers reveal how they were threatened by a supervisor to go along with the Obama-directed Russia hoax intelligence assessment, even though they knew it was not credible or accurate. The whistleblower refused. Yesterday, we released the whistleblower's firsthand account of what happened in the crafting of the January 6, 2017 ICA. Their years-long efforts to expose the egregious manipulation and the manufacturing of intelligence carried out at the highest levels of government and the IC, detailed in our previous releases, and how they were repeatedly ignored. Typical. Thank you for this great, to this courageous whistleblower and others who are coming forward now, putting their own well-being on the line to defend our democratic republic, ensure the American people know the truth, and hold those responsible accountable. Love that. Yeah, here it is. Here it is. It's at ODNI. I don't have the link right here with me, and that's way too small to read. But I just wanted you to see that. So, you know, we were told trust humanity and trust, you know, the regular people, right? It's just the ones at the top, as 17 told us, that we want to get rid of. So here is where Chuck Grassley released this annex, newly. And I'll go ahead and put this link in the chat. And if you guys can please go ahead and put this into the comments, that would be great. Thank you so much for my wonderful helpers over there. So newly declassified appendix to a Durham report sheds additional light on Clinton campaign plan to falsely tie Trump to Russia and FBI's failure to investigate. All right. So this is it right here. When you go there, you'll be able to click and get right to that annex. And so it's the annex to the special counsel report. I have posted for years my detailed account of the Durham special counsel report, which was basically a nothing burger. You know, it didn't really say anything, but it was all the meat, all the beef, all the fire was in this annex, which he just released. And we're going to go over some of that right now. Again, I'm going to post in the comments, in the chat. And you guys put in the comments this link right here. And I'm going to say that this one is the actual link. You can get it from the Grassley page, or you can get it right here on this link right here. All right. So this is from his Chairman Grassley from his site. Okay. So I'm going to read to you the smoking gun evidence of what they did. This is their own documentation that they were trying. That's why they went into Mar-a-Lago to try to get this information and expunge it, destroy it, burn bag it. But these were in, I don't even know what a burn bag looks like. Does anybody? I don't even know. But this is what was in this burn bag. In the days and weeks following receipt of the sensitive intelligence from TI, high-ranking U.S. officials received reports and briefings conveying or summarizing, among other information, the intelligence concerning the purported plan by the Clinton campaign. For instance, on August 3rd, 2016, during the meeting at the White House, CIA, I'm going to make this a little bit bigger for you. How about that? Is that better? CIA Director Brennan briefed President Obama, Vice President Biden, DNI Clapper, FBI Director Comey, and other U.S. officials regarding Russian interference efforts, as well as the TI intelligence received concerning the reference plan by the Clinton campaign. Brennan's handwritten notes state, in part, we're getting additional insight into Russian activities that cite alleged approval by Hillary Clinton on July 26th of a proposed plan from one of her foreign policy advisors to vilify Donald Trump by stirring up a scandal claiming Russian interference by the Russian security services. So this is what they said in their own writings, that this is what exactly was happening. Then the next page I want you to see, hopefully that's not too blurry, it says, according to the data from the election campaign headquarters of Hillary Clinton, obtained via the U.S. Soros Foundation on July 26, 2016, Clinton approved a plan of her policy advisor, Juliana Smith, from the T's, to smear Donald Trump by magnifying the scandal tied to the intrusion by the Russian special services in the pre-election process to benefit the Republican candidate. So she, this was her campaign plan to vilify President Trump as a Russian agent. This was their plan, which we know that. As envisioned by Smith, Juliana Smith, her policy advisor, raising the theme of Putin's support for Trump to the level of the Olympics scandal would divert the constituents' attention from the investigation of Clinton's compromised electronic correspondence. In other words, all of her emails, right? That's what woke you and I up, right? It woke you and me up. All those years ago, we realized, okay, these emails, they're evil. Showing about the hot dogs and all the trafficking of children. You're like, we're not having a country like that. In addition, by subsequently steering public opinion toward the notion that it needs to equate Putin's efforts to influence political processes in the U.S. via cyberspace to acts against a crucially important infrastructure would force the White House to use more confrontational scenarios via the Moscow that as a whole suits Clinton's line of conduct. And then later on, a little farther down, it talks about this alias Guccifer II. Let me read this portion right at the bottom for you. Clinton supporters in the FBI lack conclusive irrefutable evidence of the Russian Federation's involvement in the scandal. They know that it's it's not real that they that the Russians were not doing anything, but they were just trying to tie, you know, make this up and tie President Trump to it. They tie tied to the theft of the DNC's correspondence. Okay, that's about Seth Rich. The correspondence, the emails that were taken by Seth Rich and were released by WikiLeaks is what woke us up, at least woke me up, and I'm thinking a lot of you too, when you find out about the WikiLeaks and you read their emails, their internal emails, and you see how evil these people are and that they're the head of this huge crime ring, you're like, no, we're not doing that. We're going to fight until they're removed. In the meantime, during the launched investigation, there has been a multitude of circumstantial evidence that the alias of Guccifer II, the name of the hacker who accepted responsibility for the incident, was in fact used. I don't have the next page on that one. Okay, here we go. To cover up a special unit of the GRU, the General Staff Maintenance Intelligence Directorate of the Russian Federation Defense Ministry's General Staff. You know, so they're using, trying to cover up her emails with this whole made up story to vilify President Trump. And this is what these great whistleblowers said: I'm not participating in that. So I want you to see that. I want you to have the link so you can actually show someone and you can read to them chapter and verse. So this is on pages 7 and 18. If you want to, those are the ones that I read to you, so that if you want to read up on those, here. It's just 29 pages. It's not long, but it is fiery. So I'm going to read this whole thing. This was a summary by our wonderful friend MJ Truth Ultra. Declassified Durham Annex unveils Hillary Clinton's plan to smear Trump with Russian interference ties to Soros Foundation in 2016, Guccifer 2.0. This document details a memorandum stating that Hillary Clinton approved a plan proposed by foreign policy advisor Julianne Smith on July 26, 2016. The plan aimed to smear Donald Trump by magnifying a scandal tied to Russian special services intrusion intended to benefit the Republican candidate. Smith envisioned raising the theme of Putin's support for Trump to the Olympic level, diverting attention from Clinton's compromised electronic correspondence. The strategy included steering public opinion to equate Putin's efforts to influence U.S. political processes via cyberspace with a national power supply network. The document notes a slow administration response to the DNC hack, leading to Deborah Wasserman Schultz's resignation and frustration within the political establishment, mainly the DNC. There's some evidence suggesting that the name Guccifer II, the hacker who claimed responsibility, might have been used to hide the special Russian government group. All right. This is the bombshell data that has come out that has led to, okay, one more thing, that the John Solomon posted this. He said, this is smoking gun evidence inside the Durham Annex. If it is authenticated by further investigation, it means liberal mega donor George Soros' team knew the whole Clinton plan for Russiagate hoax 4 days before the FBI opened up the probe. How is Soros supposed to know about this 4 days before the FBI opened the probe? It's all dirty. It's all a hoax. It's all rigged. It's all a plan. It's a coup. I'm going to talk about a coup real quick in just a second. So did Obama, Brennan, and Comey. They all knew about this. This is all cooked up in this meeting that they had in the White House, and it suggests there was direct evidence of GRU hack of DNC server. Okay, so here it is. The HRC approved Julia's idea about Trump and Russia hackers tampering with the U.S. elections. This should distract people from her missing emails, especially if the affair goes to the Olympics level. The point is making the Russians play a U.S. domestic issue. Some say something like a critical infrastructure threat for the election to feel menaced, since both POTUS and Vice President have acknowledged the fact IC would speed up searching for evidence that is regrettably still unavailable. However, there seems to be signs, GRU penetration, he's called it Cyrillic 2.0 VPN, Elite VPN. They appear hardly skilled, incompetent, bumbling idiots, as somebody called them. In absence of direct evidence, CrowdStrike and Threat Connect will supply the media, and GRU will hopefully carry on to give more facts. Okay, so what he's saying here is that Soros knew about this before, as well as Obama and Comey and Brennan. So that tells you it's also collusion. It's also premeditated, as just finding something to vilify President Trump as a coup. Now, Somebody told me the other day, they said, well, you know what? I think that this is old news. This is something that you know, you don't need to worry about at this point because that's, you know, all these years ago. This person is literally from Iran, and their country was taken over by a coup that she still cries about today. And we talked about it. I'm like, that's the whole reason your country was taken over, because they did not hold the coup, the people who were responsible for the coup, they did not hold them accountable. And so you're still crying about this 46 years later. And this is what we cannot allow. Those who were involved in this is not old news. It's an ongoing thing. They're still trying to vilify President Trump. They're still trying to stop him. They're still trying to thwart him. They're still trying to keep him from having his nominees approved. They're still trying to stop him at every turn. And that tells you that it's a whole collusion, again, the people at the top. All right. And so this is why it's imperative. It's absolutely necessary that we hold these people to account, all these ones, the NGO people like Soros and the FBI people and the CIA people, all these ones who worked together against President Trump. All right. So here's a very interesting thing. I want to get you guys to tell me in the comments, what do you think is going on with Ray? Okay, because we were told all these years ago, that's a little bit small, that we were told, trust Ray. And I've always wondered, was that just something that was written by 17 as disinformation is necessary? And that's what I'm kind of leaning toward, because look at what's happened. Director Ray, Christopher Ray, was criminally referred to the DOJ for misleading Congress on several issues and making false statements and obstructing. So if you guys put in the comments what you think, because it appears to me that he is a dirty guy, that he is bad news, and that he clearly misled Congress. So, you know, if he's an actor, then he's literally broken the law. Okay, so I don't think that they would have that as part of the plan, right? So I think, I've thought for a while, you know, where it talks about trust Ray or trust this person or trust that person. It says trust Gowdy. I kind of feel like, you know, this is their terminology in the secret societies is about trust. And what they mean by trust is totally different from what you and I mean about trust. We mean this person is a good person. This person is trustworthy. They will do the right thing. What they mean about it is the opposite. They mean trust them that they will keep their mouth shut. Trust them that they will lie before Congress. Trust them that they will work with you to do a coup against a sitting president. This is what the problem is with the secret societies. They take a blood oath that they will literally have their tongue cut out if they do not do whatever they're told in this secret society. This is the problem, you know, and they live up to it. Now, these whistleblowers, it appears, are not part of this secret group, right? But I think sometimes, not all the time, yeah, I agree, Songbird Ray is bad. Anyway, you know, I see a lot of times this person and trust Gowdy, I don't trust him. From the different things that I have seen, and Cat Turd and Gateway Pundit came out today saying that he's a CIA asset to keep the lid on the deep state. And that makes sense to me from the different things that I have heard over the years. So just because it says trust Ray, I think that the board was used to say, oh, they're misleading the people about Ray, and so we can continue to use Ray. So time will tell. Yeah, he was just criminally referred. So this is, it appears, going to be a very hot August, which is exactly what I just read to you when I first started this video. You know, this is I think a very, very hot August. This treason talk, you don't get hotter than that. I'm going to play a clip of you of President Trump, what he was saying about that. Before we do that, I'm going to say also that Jack Smith, remember Special Prosecutor Jack Smith, who has tried everything? The guy with the purple outfit, it looks like some kind of a, I don't even know what you call him, some kind of a Satan, you know, leader, worshiper, person, whatever you call those things. I don't even know enough about it to know the name of it, but yeah, he's creepy. The special real Robert, you misspelled prosecutor, Robert. special prostitute, he says, Jack Smith, they launched a formal criminal investigation on him. That's awesome. The Office of Special Counsel has launched this formal criminal investigation into Special Prosecutor Jack Smith, the first official legal probe into his conduct. I'm going to let you hear what Ratcliffe had to say about that.
Yeah, so that famous photograph, what we have now learned, and the government has had, Jack Smith and his prosecutors have had to admit that that was staged. And those top secret classified sheets that all the public saw and said, oh my God, look at those top secret documents. Those were placed there by the FBI. What Jack Smith admitted in court this week was that, in his word, they mishandled the classified documents and misrepresented those to the court. Maria, that's a kind way of saying we tampered with the evidence, then we lied to the court about it. And they got caught when President Trump's lawyers and the other co-defendants raised this issue and said, look, the documents here don't match up. The documents that were presented to us don't match the digitally scanned records of when they were taken from Mar-a-Lago. And Jack Smith, not only did they tamper with that and lie to the court about it, but he's now admitted to the court that he doesn't know how that happened. He's only offered a number of possible explanations for how that could have happened. So he's absolutely blown the chain of custody. And again, he has a lead prosecutor in this case, Jay Bratt, who met with White House counsel and a representative of the National Archives in several times in the weeks before Jack Smith was even appointed. This reeks of crossfire hurricane when the Obama-Biden administration fabricated evidence before the FISA court, lied to the court about it to pursue Donald Trump, and now we're seeing it again in this classified documents case. The judge could dismiss this case at any point in time, Maria. I think the only reason...
All right. There you go. I'm thinking that he's in trouble. that is a bad deal when the prosecutor is tampering with the evidence.
Yeah, so
let me see if I can get this. Okay, yeah, he's tampering with the evidence, and they have the proof. They said this is not the original document. This thing's been tampered with. This has been fudged with. Yeah, that's a big problem, and so he's in trouble. So they're doing this investigation on him. So we already now have Christopher Wray, former FBI director. And now Jack Smith, the former special prosecutor against President Trump. Here we go. Now, President Trump was on Finnerty, and I want you to hear what he had to say there about will these people be held accountable for what they've done? And President Trump goes into, Hillary all the slack in the past, and we know all that. But I want you to hear here where he talks about it's time.
You pay a price.
How?
Directly. By the way, that's a very big price. It could be the biggest scandal in the history. And then I let her off the hook for what? And then I come in and they did the same thing to me. The difference is they actually meant it. And they drove, they hurt a lot of people. And it was all a hoax. And now they have it in black and white. No, I think they should pay a price.
How? Directly.
By the way, that's a very big price. It could.
Okay, he keeps going on after he said that, but that was a bomb that he just dropped. They should pay a price. It's a very big price. He didn't really let that hang in the air, but I'm going to let that hang in the air a minute. They should pay a price. It's a very big price. It's treason. And we know the price is hanging. That's what it is. That's what he's saying.
Be the biggest scandal in the history of our country, but it continues onward, and that continues onward. You know, that scandal has continued from the beginning. They have everything they do is a hoax. They're no good at anything other than some forms of nasty politics.
I think how much it hurt you in your first term, and I think about these names, Brennan, Comey, Clapper.
The worst.
Hillary Clinton.
All bad.
They're how directly bad. Do you think Barack Obama was involved?
Totally. He knew about it. We have it cold. He has it in writing. It's all he said. You could almost say that he was almost more of the mastermind. He heard what she was doing, and then he approved it. And when you and not only approved it, he approved it and pushed it. And they knew it was fake. They knew the Russia thing was fake. I'm not great with Russia. I was tougher in Russia. Don't forget the pipeline.
All right. So I want you to hear what he had to say on that. It appears that, this is go time. And he says he's not going to tell Pam Bondi what to do, but it's all there in black and white. Everybody can see it. It's clear as day. So Yeah, that's what he had to say about that. Let's see, it was one other thing I wanted to bring up.
Scandal in the history of our country, but it continued no good.
Oh, and how it's hurt, you know, it's hurt our country. And I go back to what I was saying about our friend that had her country, Iran, had been taken over by a coup, you know, and the same thing has happened in, you know, basically in Brazil with Bolsonaro. They cheated, and all these ones worked together for money and power to cheat Bolsonaro and the people of the Brazil out of their duly elected president. And so this is the same thing that's been going on through these secret societies. This is what has to end up in be ended. These are the 33s. This is the ones who are basically work, you know, siding with the demons, the one third of the angels that fell with the from the Lord and rebelled against the Lord. Okay, before we go into anything else, I've got several cool things to show you about the Fed, and I want to show you more about what's going on in Gaza. But I wanted to show a couple little quick clips about what's going on with this Ryan Ruth. Okay, you guys know about Ryan Ruth and about him the assassination plot that he had against President Trump, and we know that he looks like he's, you know, clearly, you know, not with it. You're not right in the head. Now, this great, I can't remember her name right now, so someone maybe remind me in the chat what her name is, but she appears to be a very good judge. This classified evidence came before her court about Ryan Ruth, the assassin, the one who attempted to assassinate President Trump. And yeah, I don't know anything about this man. I just think that he's a useful idiot. I'm thinking he's someone who was used by the powers that be. Anyways, whatever evidence came before her court, she has put that under seal because she said that it would be way too dangerous to reveal that information for that to be exposed. You know, and this is the thing. I agree with her. The truth doesn't need to come, in my opinion, from her court. It needs to come from President Trump, from his administration, about this bombshell evidence about how the CIA was behind the assassination attempts on President Trump, how the intelligence community had plotted this against President Trump. It doesn't need to come from her court. So but something in there was hot enough that she put it under seal. And I believe that's what it is. And so just like right now, we're seeing this annex proving that Hillary and all this, you know, consortium of criminals were doing a coup against President Trump. We also, you know, this is clear documented evidence, not that she's releasing it, but it's on paper and proof that this was a crime against our country, against our president, an assassination attempt. So she hit it. Don't you guys think? I believe this. What else could it be? What else could it be? It was something. Either it's our government or the Mossad, right? All right. So I want you to see that happened just, I think, yesterday. Also, I want you to hear what President Trump said. This statistician who was working in the Biden administration and coming up with phony numbers for in the election, which we never do trust any of these numbers in the election. When you see hordes of people at the rallies, you know, and then she's got five people, Kamala and Hillary have five people at their rallies. You know that what the numbers are. You don't need a statistician to tell you, but they come out with these fake numbers. And so this same person came out with fake numbers about the jobs. And I just said, this doesn't make sense to me. Those numbers just don't add up. And I heard even, you know, Bannon and different ones on the news talking about, oh, you know, we really thought that the economy was going to be, you know, the reports were going to be so much better. We thought the numbers were going to be better. And this is really, you know, disheartening news. And President Trump said, they're fake numbers. They're fake. And so he fired this person because you cannot tell lies and it affects the market. If people trust those numbers, people will pull out of the market. I mean, it's literally dangerous for our country, for our, you know, we're trying to get our country, our finances, financial house in order. And here they go trying to wreck it. This is exactly, and we're going to talk about the Fed here in a minute. The Federal Reserve is trying to do is they're trying to and to prevent our country from you know, skyrocketing in our finances. So anyway, on our market. So check this out.
I think her numbers were wrong, just like I thought her numbers were wrong before the election. Days before the election, she came out with these beautiful numbers for Kamala, I guess Biden slash Kamala, and she came out with these beautiful numbers trying to get somebody else elected. Then right after the election, I think on the 15th, November 15th, she had an $800,000 or $900,000 massive reduction, said she made a mistake. That woman's number is
wrong.
Yeah, one of the governors, as you know, of the Federal Reserve, has just announced she's resigning. I understand it was over the fact that she disagreed with somebody from her party. She disagreed with Tulate. You know who Tulate is?
Yeah.
She disagreed with Tulate on the interest rate. So we'll see what happens. But we just found out that I have a open spot on the Federal Reserve Board. I'm very happy about that, John.
And what did Medvedev say to you that made you really mad?
Well, you just have to read what he said. He was talking about nuclear. When you talk about nuclear, we have to be prepared, and we're totally prepared.
On the monthly jobs report, going forward, why should anyone trust the numbers?
Well, that's the big thing. You're right. No, you're right. Why should anybody trust numbers? You go back to election day, look what happened 2 or 3 days before with massive, wonderful job numbers, trying to get him elected or her elected, trying to get whoever the hell was running. Because you go back and they came out with numbers that were very favorable to Kamala, okay, to trying to get him elected, trying to get her elected. And then on the 15th of November or thereabouts, they had an $800,000 or $900,000 overstatement reduction right after the election. It didn't work because you know who won, John? I won.
But here's the thing. Your supporters have had issues with these numbers.
I've had issues with the numbers for a long time. But today's, we're doing so well. I believe the numbers were phony just like they were before the election. And there were other times. So you know what I did? I fired her. And you know what? I did the right
thing. Yep. Okay, so that was, he fired her. That's great. I'm so glad that he had the ability, the authority to fire this person. And, you know, this is, of course, a federal government agent, employee. So, yay. So she's gone. So she can't put out any fake numbers. Of course, the thing is, I'm guessing the person who's going to replace her, I wonder if they'll do the same thing. I mean, there's so many deep state actors who are trying to use their quote powers to harm our country and harm President Trump's administration. Now, he also talked about the Federal Reserve. I'm going to talk about that in just a second. And also about the super quick thing about Russia. President Trump just responded to Medvedev. I can't remember exactly how to say his name, but anyway, the Russian former president, where he was talking about how they have all these Russian, the power of their nuclear weapons and kind of doing a, you know, blowhard about that. And President Trump responded by sending over two nuclear subs and parked them just so they know, okay, we've got nuclear weapons too. That was pretty quick how it escalated. I'm not worried about this. I trust that President Trump and Putin are working together against the cabal at the top. But I just found that very interesting that this person had said all of this, I think, as a rogue person against Putin, and it caused an international, quote, incident, you know, if you want to call it that, that we move our nuclear subs over there. All right. But yeah, so bottom line, she's fired. Okay. I got to go back real quick because I want to read to you what it says here about that, the Ryan Ruth one, because I wanted you to see what it says. The DOJ introduced classified evidence against wannabe Trump assassin Ryan Ruth, but the Trump-appointed Judge Eileen Cannon ruled the evidence could cause exceptionally grave damages to the national security of the U.S., and so she sealed it. Okay, I wanted to read that to you. This was a DOJ introduced classified evidence. It was classified. They're using classified evidence in her state court. And so she said, I'm sealing this. We're not going to use classified evidence in my court. Okay. Because I'm going to read it again. This exceptionally grave damages to the national security of the U.S. It could cause exceptionally grave damages to the national security of the U.S. So she sealed it. Okay. So I just wanted you to see that very interesting thing that happened in that court. So we'll see. You know, this person, yes, we want Ryan Ruth brought to justice, but I think everyone would say that he's not really mentally there. I think what we really want is whatever that document said, it clearly pointed the finger at the one who was responsible, right? All right. So I want you to see that. And okay, before we get to the Federal Reserve, and before we talk about Gaza, I wanted you guys to hear this really cool thing that I'm working on the Golden Age. And, you know, I've written the books about end times, and I'm so, you know, so thankful to have written these books. And I thought, well, that's it. I'm done. And then I'm not done. Okay, so for those of you who are new, these books show clear proof throughout God's Word that this is the biblical end times we've been waiting for. This is what we've been waiting for, the signs in the heavens, the signs in God's word. Clearly, this is the end times for them. And that's why this book, End Times, this is a bestseller book. And if you have a chance, please go over and put in a review, because that really, really helps our books. We have on this main one, End Times in 1,000 Years of Peace, I have, there's almost 3,600 reviews, positive reviews. So thank you so much, everyone, for posting reviews on this book. And if you want to see the study guide, it's over on melissaredpill.com. You can see our study, just search End Times Study Group, and you'll see that. We do that every Saturday morning at 10:30 Central Time. And so, you know, these books, this one right here, Major Clues for Minor Prophets. We're doing that study right now. All the minor prophets clearly explained to us about what was going to happen in the future, that humanity would wake up, that we would realize what they were doing to us, and that we would all rise up against them and defeat them. And that is what we're experiencing. This is biblical, no doubt about it. It's not that we're going to be defeated. It's that this is the great day of our victory. And then the other book, this most recent one, End Times, this is biblical, 17 Bible stories happening before our very eyes. Many of us maybe haven't even read some of these stories in the Bible. They've kind of been pushed to the side, but we are experiencing these before our eyes. Some of the ones you have heard of, like we're crossing the Red Sea, we're going to enter into the Promised Land. We're seeing the return of law and order. We're seeing, just like with Moses bringing down the Ten Commandments, we're seeing David, our wonderful President Trump, destroying this Goliath New World Order. We're seeing Yael. You might not have ever even heard of her, but she put a stake through the head of the enemy. There you go. That's quite a story about King Josiah, who tore down the prophets of Baal. Just all these wonderful Bible stories, 17 Bible stories that are happening before our eyes. And that was actually the first book I ever wanted to write. But right now, I'm writing, I don't mean to write a book, I really don't, but it's just, I feel compelled by the Lord to write a book about the Golden Age, because people need to understand about the bright future that we're headed to in the Golden Age of Truth, the Golden Age of Justice, the Golden Age of Peace, the Golden Age of Knowledge, the Golden Age of Restored Relationships, the Golden Age of the Arts and Entertainment. I mean, all these things that they had tried to tear down, they're going to blossom like you can't even believe. And so the Lord said, not only would He pour out His Spirit on men and women alike, He says He would pour out His Spirit on all flesh. And this is what accounts for the difference, is when it's just like when you pour water on a plant, it's like it looks like it's wilting, but then it can so quickly just revive and just blossom, right? And that is what's happening to humanity. This is the beautiful truth about the living water of the Holy Spirit being poured out on all flesh. And if I'm going to read to you a little portion from this really beautiful story when Jesus was in Jerusalem, and let me see if I can move over here. Anyway, he healed a lame man. And I'm going to read to you this story, but remember, the Aquarius is the beautiful biblical sign in the heavens of the man with the water pot. And so that represents the Holy Spirit. Again, Joel chapter 2 says he will pour out his spirit on all flesh. And so this is a picture of the pouring out and the bubbling up of the waters and the living water that revives humanity, revives the little plants, you know, but revives humanity because we're just all dead and dry. We were before God's poured out his spirit on us. We were, as Ezekiel's vision, you know, the humanity was just a bunch of dead, dry bones. But the Holy Spirit pouring out his spirit, this living water on us, has revived us. And not only us, this group that is the army, but it's going to be on all flesh, all flesh. And so in this picture, this beautiful story that we have in John chapter 5, where our Lord Jesus healed this lame man, he was sitting by this pool. It's called the Pool of Bethesda. There's five covered porches. It's, you know, if you imagine, it's like a pergolas, you know, where the people can sit under there away from the hot sun. But then what would happen is from time to time, the water would be stirred up by the Holy Spirit. How cool is that? And that if you would just go into the water, you would be healed. This is a beautiful blessing that was in Jerusalem. And so people would come from far and wide. Their family members would come and they would help them to get into the pool. When the waters would stir up, they would have to wait day after day after day after day, wondering when would this happen? Okay, so I'm going to read this to you. John chapter 5. Afterward, Jesus returned to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish holy days. I'm going to make sure I can see you guys. All right, everything good? And if anybody has any questions, just go ahead and put them in the comments, in the chat. Okay, so it says here that he was there for one of the Jewish holy days. And likely, the waters would be stirred up around a holy day, around one of the Hebrew festivals. But anyway, that's just a side note. Inside the city, near the sheep gate, that might be a clue. Anyway, whatever. Inside the city, near the sheep gate, was the Pool of Bethesda with five covered porches. Crowds of sick people, blind and lame or paralyzed, lay on the porches. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. That's a long time to be laying there. Now, I don't know how he got his food. But anyway, it doesn't appear that he had family members with him to help him. When Jesus saw him and knew he had been ill for a very long time, he asked him, "Would you like to get well?" And he said, "I can't, sir," the sick man said, "for I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else always gets there ahead of me." Now, it makes it sound like you had to be the first come, first served. You know, he would never be able to get in there as the first one. Jesus said, "Stand up. Pick up your mat and walk." Instantly, the man was healed. He rolled up his sleeping mat and began to walk. But this miracle happened on the Sabbath. Okay, so I won't go into that right now yet. But anyway, the point is, he actually didn't have to go into the pool. He didn't have to wait for the waters to be stirred up because the living water was right there. The Lord poured out his spirit onto this man and healed him right there on the spot. I think that when he's giving us this picture, it's not just about this man or about, you know, encouraging us that the Lord will heal us, which is all that's true. I think it's a picture of humanity, that we have been sick for a very, very long time and we could never get that, you know, get into that pool of the Holy Spirit to get humanity well and delivered from our enemies. It could never happen. It never happened after all these years, year after year after year after year, laying here, just you know, wasting our lives away, right? And so Jesus said, "Stand up," and he did, like that. And I believe that's what we're doing. We're walking out of this New World Order criminal cabal. We're like, bye. We're out. We're done. We're out of here, and we just walk out. We're like, we're standing up, and we're walking out. We're not doing it. And about the other portion I was going to read to you in the story, this miracle happened on the Sabbath. Okay, here, let me read the last little portion of it, of this story. And the Jewish leaders objected. They said to the man who was cured, "You can't work on the Sabbath. What are you doing carrying your mat? The law doesn't allow you to carry that sleeping mat." But he replied, "The man who healed me told me to pick up your mat and walk." So now they're mad at Jesus. The point is, they... I think the picture that we're seeing in this day is the New World Order cabal does not want humanity well. They do not want us to have the golden age of justice, for sure, because that brings down judgment on them. They do not want us to have the golden age of truth, because that's the truth about them. They do not, and the truth about who we are, and that we will rule and reign on this earth, that we will inherit the earth, right? They do not want us to know have the beautiful days of the golden age of the beautiful entertainment instead of this yucky entertainment, if you can call it that, that we've had. They don't want any of that for us. They don't want the beautiful days of wealth and abundance, the golden age. That's what those are the things I'm writing about in the book, The Golden Age. These are my chapters, The Golden Age of Truth, Justice, Peace, Health, Knowledge, Faith, Abundance, Joy, Revelation, Relation, Beauty, and Entertainment. So yeah, these are all, just everything is going to be golden. It's going to be beautiful. Yeah. So my husband says that all the time. He said that for years. He said, how are you doing? He says, I'm golden. That's just the way he says it. He says he's golden. Anyway, so everything's going to be golden. All of that will be golden. How do you like that story? Isn't that beautiful? And so, the Lord is able to do that for us. All right. Now, I think that was it. Was there anything? I think that was it. All right. Now, let's get to the Federal Reserve. They are holding down our country. They're making it where people can't buy a home. They can't build up their business. They can't get loans. And even if they did get a loan, they would pay, just horrible interest rates. It just doesn't make sense because of how expensive it would be. So interesting, and this is what President Trump just talked about in that clip, he says that Adriana Kugler submitted her resignation as a member of the Federal Reserve Board effective August 8th, which is this Friday. She announced that she will step down from her position. She served since September 13th, 2023, and she submitted her letter of resignation. It's been an honor of a lifetime, blah, blah, blah. All right. So, so it appears from what President Trump is saying, that I was another place, saying that she was not happy with how the Federal Reserve was being run. So now President Trump can replace her with someone else, okay? So, it's very interesting. And also, he says here, strong dissents on the Fed board. It will only get stronger. So, this woman has resigned, but the others are feeling the heat that Jerome Powell, the chair of the Federal Reserve, doesn't care what President Trump says about him or how he makes him look like a lame brain in front of the whole world. Last week, I showed that video, but he doesn't even care. But these others on the Fed board are saying that nothing doing, this is, we might have to replace you as the chair. And I think in the board, if they have enough votes, they can remove Jerome Powell and put in a different person as the chair. And sure would be great if they put Judy Shelton. I had a video just a couple weeks ago, I think last Sunday. You go back and look at that where we talked about the Judy Shelton potentially being the chair of the Federal Reserve, which would be a beautiful thing. You've got to go and listen to what she has to say. It would be amazing. And our country would skyrocket. The only thing holding us down at this point is the Federal Reserve. President Trump has done everything else. And this is the one thing that is holding us back. Okay. Now, I wanted you to see what the board said about this. And I just used to search the word structure. And I think, let's see. Okay, so I think right here, here's one about the Federal Reserve. Someone asked on April 19th, 2018, in post 1194, Federal Reserve ending? And the response was structure. Again, with the structure word, the structure for the CIA and the intelligence community and the structure for the Federal Reserve. Okay, so I want you to see that. I've got another one down here. Let me see. There's one more that I want you to see about the Federal Reserve, about the structure. Okay, here we go. This was December 10th, 2018, post 2575. The plan to have the Fed raise rates in an effort to kill the economy prior to the 2020 election, right, is known and planned for. Structure change coming. Again, talking about the Federal Reserve structure will be changed. So, yes, do 59. It doesn't say it's going to be eliminated. 17 didn't say it'll be eliminated. It'll be, the structure will be changed. Now, again, I believe that the main problem with the Federal Reserve is that it is basically these currently this international bankers, okay, these the wealthy ones at the top, and they control it so that they can siphon off all of the money from each of the countries, from our country, and this happens in all the other countries too, and that has been the purpose of it, to just take and take and take from the people, and to charge, you know, usury interest against the people. So anyway, it sounds great to have the Federal Reserve removed, but there may be, it appears that there's a purpose for it to help to manage the economy, but not where it's going to be used by these international bankers anymore. So yeah, there's a I just wanted you to see that. All right, next, this is kind of cool. On the U.S. Dead Clock Board page, I will show you this. I'll pop this onto the chat so you can see that. Check this out. It's showing the difference between the Ponzi scheme dollar, the fiat dollar that they have used to enslave America and the world, and now the U.S. dividend dollar. President Trump just said again this week about the Americans getting a dividend from the tariffs. So think of our country as that we all have a stake in the success of our country, and that as we do well, then the Americans get a dividend check. And that's what it appears is going to happen. So this is the future, is that we are all on the same page, that we are all working together because we know that it benefits us if we do. And so, of course, this is, again, realizing that the criminal cabal banksters will be gone. Anyway, I thought that was a great thing to have on the usdebtclock.org, the U.S. dividend dollar. How about that? All right, I thought that was great. Now that we had... that we will have 100% reserve. When it says reserve, it means that the currency will be backed by hard assets. Okay, so I want you to see that was kind of cool too. All right, next, this is beautiful, but it's heart wrenching at the same time. This is where the people of Gaza are starving, and this man has a family that he is so afraid he's just going to have to watch them starve. It's just, and watch them have hunger pangs. It's just so heart-wrenching. But then they have had this airdrop over Gaza. And I just pray that it's really a good drop of food. So I want you to see this beautiful but heart-wrenching video. That is just, I can't even imagine these poor people. Just continue to pray for the people of Gaza. This man was able to go and get this food for his family. And the way he dropped to the ground in relief, he knew he had just a little more time that he could buy for his family so he wouldn't have to watch his children starve. Can you imagine the heart-wrenching, how heart-wrenching that would be, of what he's had to endure. This poor people of Gaza have just suffered untold amounts. It's just heart-wrenching. That video just stopped me in my tracks, and I really wanted to make sure that you guys saw that. I want you to see what Tucker Carlson had on this man who is a SEAL, a Navy SEAL, by all accounts, a truth teller, someone who is honorable and tells what's really going on, and he's going to tell what is happening at these food distribution sites, okay? So this is where he's talking about, let me do this one first. This is where he's talking about when the people go to get these packages of food, they are shot at. they are shot at. Now, the ones that are coming down on the parachutes, that maybe can bypass them having to go to basically get the food from the IDF, from their enemy. You're not going to believe what they're doing. It's pure evil. I don't know if I can play the whole thing, but anyway.
When the UG Solutions personnel call on the radio to the IDF to say the site is ready, the crowd is released in a massive, massive tidal wave of people. It's dehumanizing. And rushing towards the site because they're starving. As they're coming to the site, the IDF shoot at them. Machine guns, mortars, tank rounds, artillery. I have all of this on video. Within a matter of minutes, 2 minutes, 15 seconds, hundreds of Palestinians are already on the site. Like, this is not, like, it's so compelling when you see it. And I'm like, because I watched it, and as I'm watching it and feeling and being there, and you hear early morning hours, you know, pre-dawn, sunrise over the Mediterranean, thousands of Palestinians rushing down to the site, and over their heads, you just see tracer bullets flying. Tracers, tank rounds, artillery rounds. And they do that to keep the Palestinians on the right path. My suggestion from the very beginning was like, have we tried a sign? Put a sign out there? Like, I don't know, like put a sign in the road that says go this way instead of shooting a Merkava tank round? Like, I think that would be like, that would be a great way to kind of start. Nope, cost too much, we're not gonna do it. Oh, okay. Telling, it's a telling proposition. So as they're coming to the site and they're getting shot at, it's dark. The Israeli forces in the south are reserve conscripts. They're not the IDF that are the elite active army unit. They're conscript reservists. They don't train. They don't get a lot of training. Rarely do they get to shoot their weapons. And they don't have night vision capability. So they're shooting into the dark at thousands of people. To say that when the sun rises and bodies are strewn along the road, and the IDF say, oh, we didn't do that. Really? How did that happen then? Like, you did do that. Like, you did do that. Oh, Hamas did it. Hamas is nowhere here. There's this entire area is a militarized controlled zone. There's no Hamas here. I was like, if Hamas got into here, y'all really aren't doing your job. Like, there's no Hamas. No one with weapons. Dead people strewing along the streets. So when you see on the news at Nasser Hospital, when patients get brought in and people then say, oh, that's just Hamas propaganda. No, it's not. It is not Hamas propaganda. It's real. The shooting, the indiscriminate shooting. When they get onto the site in this mass crowd, just imagine, if you will, if it was Black Friday at Walmart and they cleared out the Walmart, they moved everything out. And in the middle of the Walmart, they just put a box of TVs and they were free. First in gets them. And at 9 o'clock, the door crashes open and everybody's squeezing in through the small door into this area. And you've got two security guards there. On every site, there are 22 armed security guards pulling security. So that's 1 to 409 ratio. One guard to 409 people ratio. There's no way that the armed security can manage or control that safely. There's no way. It's impossible. So when they get onto the site, I called it the 8 minutes of mayhem. Within 8 minutes, 25,000 boxes of food are stripped through, taken down, and gone. 8 minutes. It's one of the most chaotic, deprived, dehumanizing things I've ever seen in my life. And I was in Baghouz Fagani when ISIS surrendered.
Okay. That's just hard to even believe that is happening. And again, he's saying this is not necessarily the IDF. These are reservists, people in their country. Everybody has to participate in like being a reservist for the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force or Israeli Occupational Force. And so, but they think this is funny. They think that tells you something's wrong. Something's wrong with people who do this. There's something terribly wrong with people who would do such a thing as that. And he tells the story about a little boy that he had just given food to, and the little boy told him how thank you the best he could, and you know, and then the boy was shot. It is literally hellish. It is demonic. And this is what the truth has to come out about that. So I just put the link right now over on the chat. So if you guys can put that please in the comments, because it's very important that you share that video. For this man's testimony needs to be heard. Okay, so I want and share this video and share the Tucker video. And I'm going to show you also, these are specific war crimes against the from the Geneva Convention. Okay, this is these are literal war crimes. He's going to delineate what these war crimes are.
This is Site 1. Site 1 is really close to the Mediterranean, right in the corner of Egypt and Gaza and the Med. And I went up to the Western Tower, and I'm just kind of looking out, assessing the area. And sitting next to the tower, kind of at the base of it, outside of the barrier or the berm, was a group of Israeli soldiers. And they looked up to me and they say, "Oh, are you an American?" I was like, "Yeah, yeah." They're like, "Oh, are you here for the aid?" I was like, "Yeah." And they asked me, "Why are you feeding our enemy? Why is America coming here to feed our enemy? You're not helping." And I was like, "Oh, that's I don't have an answer for you. Can I get?"
Okay, again, the Geneva Conventions say that these are not enemy combatants. These are men, women, and women and children. These are old people. These are not people who are part of the army forces. Now, the ones you saw running up there, they were just fathers who were in, who were not part of the Hamas army. And again, what I've told you before is that the Hamas is working with Netanyahu. If you don't believe me, go back to the Economist magazine cover from 2012, where they show two paragliders shooting down, and you see that one has a helmet on that's Netanyahu, and one has a Hamas helmet. So clearly, they have worked together to take the land. We all know that. We've awakened to what is going on, finally. And so we didn't know before, but now we know. And so the whole point is, you are not allowed to kill people at a food distribution site. He's going to delineate all the war crimes that they're committing. But the point is, not every man, woman, and child in that country, in Gaza, should be eliminated. Even if there were a Hamas force, the whole thing is lie upon lie. But even if there was a Hamas force that they needed to take out, that doesn't mean that they take out every woman, child, old person, every person in the country. They want them to starve. And that tells you that the IDF soldiers, this Mr. Aguilar was talking to, are sick in the head. They're evil. There's no doubt, there's nothing else to say. That individual was, and I think that is the thinking of many of them. They just want to have every one of them killed. It's pure evil. Gaza is the largest open-air prison in the world. What's happening to the people there is just the horrific genocide, and it has to stop.
I get back to you later? I don't have an... that's how they see it. So the guys on the ground, the grunts on the ground, the fighters, the IDF guys on the ground, their perception is that the humanitarian aid going into Gaza is feeding the enemy.
What about the women and children? I mean, I understand they don't want you helping Hamas, the leadership of Hamas. That makes sense. But these are civilians you're feeding, right? Women and children, and elderly people and
women, children, the disabled, the elderly, the needy. Yeah, that's who we're feeding. Or that's what I should say. That's who we're not feeding. That's what we're supposed to be feeding.
So how are those people the enemy in any war? Those are just the bystanders. Those are the people who didn't choose the war, who weren't fighting in the war, who are just being hurt by the war.
And that comment from this, infantry, IDF infantry soldier on the ground, that's a perception. And I think we've also heard the perception from the highest levels of the Israeli government that all of Gaza, it's all Hamas. Everybody's Hamas. And the reason that's striking to me, because I feel like someone handed Bibi Netanyahu a list of the violations of the Geneva Convention, but took the numbers off of it, and he's just checking them off, like displacing the population. Well, do that. It's like, okay, well, that's a war crime. Firing at the civilians to control the population. Okay, well, targeting civilians with lethal ammunition to control the population verbatim is a war crime. So you got that one. Check. What next? What do you got next? We're going to build the humanitarian distribution sites in the middle of combat zones? Oh, shit, there's Protocol 3. Got it. You just did that one. What's next? How about we label the entire society as Hamas and kill them all? Wow, bingo, you just got it straight across, because now you just made another war crime statement, because the Geneva Convention specifically inhibits the classification of an entire population as the enemy based on the actions of a few. Is Hamas all of Gaza? No, no, of course it's not. Are we treating them like they're all Hamas? Yes, we are. Another war crime. So when I bring up these points about war crimes, it's not this politicized, bombastic, you know, like, oh, you stepped on my foot, that's a war crime. Like, the war crimes are verbatim. The things that they say, not us, they say it. We're displacing the population to move them to do combat operations. That's a war crime. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
those are all war crimes. This guy knows what he's talking about, and this is all from this Department of Defense Law of War Manual. I'm going to go ahead and pop this into the chat. Also, you guys can put that over into the comment section. It's chapter and verse where it goes into what are war crimes, and basically everything that they're doing is a war crime. So, yeah, I wanted you to see that. Okay. Now, President Trump said something, I think this is just yesterday, he's cautioned a prominent Jewish donor that MAGA is growing hostile toward Israel. I think it's because people are seeing what's going on over there. You know, and a lot of times the children have seen these things on TikTok, and they are sharing this with their parents, and the parents had no idea because the mainstream media will not tell all these things. And so then we see, like, Tucker Carlson is exposing this now that he is free to share this information because he couldn't do it when he worked for Fox News. And so everybody is seeing these things, and please, everyone just keep sharing all this information, and they realize we've been misled. We've been lied to horribly, and that these poor people of Gaza have got to be rescued from the hands of these oppressors, these murderers, these psychopaths. Okay, so I wanted you to see that. And so when he's saying this, he's saying, oh, we need to make sure that, you know, he's got to thread this needle just exactly right, you guys. He can't say the things that you and I can say. We have the ability to say things that he in his position can't say, okay? And so, you know, we'll come out like Tucker Carlson coming out with this truth. Now, President Trump didn't say that the people are starving. And of course, he got pushback from Netanyahu. Oh, no, the people are not starving. Well, yes, they are. Look at these emaciated people. You know, just where their bones sticking out. You know, this, and the man just in desperation falling on the ground because he's got, you know, hopefully food to last him just a little while longer. It's just evil, evil genocide. And so, yeah, my people are starting to hate Israel, Trump reportedly said, signaling tension in his base. And he's saying, you know, we really need to make sure that the people don't, you know, turn against Israel, right? You know, so he's got to play this thing very, very carefully, very strategically, very, you know, just, yeah. But saving Israel for last, this truth about it is coming out. And so President Trump knows that. When he says that, he knows that we, and really, you know, a lot of humanity is finally awake to this. And that enables him to bring down the hammer. Okay? That's why we just keep sharing. That's our job as the Joel 2 army. From Revelation 14 also, where it talks about the 144,000. We are truth tellers. We speak the truth. All right, so I want you to see this about our wonderful fighter, the second most attacked man in our country, Mike Lindell. He was. I want you to see what happened with his trial. Did you know that... Okay, he had another case going. Remember when he said, okay, you come up here and you prove that the election was not rigged and you'll get $5 million. Well, this guy came along and said, oh, well, I've proved it. And Mike Lindell didn't give me my $5 million, so I'm going to sue him for $5 million. Did you guys know that he was in the lawsuit against this person who just claimed that he deserved this $5 million? And so he won in court. And so Mike Lindell, he's done so much. I just can't even believe how much he's gone through. But he's a fighter like you can't even believe. This guy won in court, the stupid court, right? All these courts and these terrible judges, when they knew it was bogus, he went and he appealed it and he won. In the meantime, he's had this other court case where their Dominion has been, or all these, whatever, I guess it's Dominion suing him. And because of him exposing the truth about it. Well, he had put this very truth that wonderful Tina Peters had gotten. He had put this over onto his website for all eyes to see. This is the only data from Colorado that still lasts because they've destroyed all the other evidence of the election tampering in Colorado from the 2020 election, except for this one piece of data. And he has it clearly on his website. Praise the Lord for this man. If you remember, we talked about last week that President Trump is suing Colorado to get this data, which they don't have. They can't give because they don't have it. Now, I believe that the cyber people have it all, but that's either way, President Trump is suing them. And so we talked about last week that we should bring out wonderful Tina Peters, great patriot Tina Peters, who's just suffered just so much. Just bless her, Lord. We should bring her out on witness protection because she has the evidence against these people and that she can provide testimony of what they did. Whether that's going to be the way she gets out, I don't know. One way or the other, she's going to get out. And so he was talking about this week, and I'm going to post this video. I want you guys to all go and watch it. I'll post it on the social media and it'll be here on the Rumble. But he is talking about all the other things that they did. Well, this trial that part of his group the Frank speech portion. MyPillow was exonerated. They're like, you weren't part of this. But the Frank speech, which is the one that had posted this Dominion data, those are the ones that they're having. They said, oh, they did this evil thing, and you know they're wanting to charge Frank speech all this money. And so again, Mike Lindell is having to appeal this, and they say, see, this data is not true, and that it is true. It is true election data. Cool thing that happened was, and he explains it much better than I do, the cool thing that happened was that this guy who sued for $5 million, and it was approved in the appellate court that this was valid, true data from the elections, then the court case that Frank Speech lost in Colorado, they're going to get a new case. They're going to get a new trial. Because they were using faulty data. They were using I didn't say that right. They're using faulty evidence that, oh, this court case proved that this was false information that Mike Lindell put on frankspeech.com. Well, now it's been appealed, and they say, yes, it was true data. So now they should never have used this information while it was in the appeals process anyway. It's not proved in court until all the appeals have been gone through. Okay, so now they get a new trial. That trial is gone, and they get a new trial in Colorado. It's a little bit complicated. Again, watch the video, and he goes into much more detail on it. Really amazing. I'm telling you, you're not going to find a harder fighter than Mike Lindell. That was so amazing. Now, the other thing, and I was going to show you because I know our time is running out, but the other thing I want you to see, he's talking about this week, Tulsi Gabbard coming out, I think at the 14-minute mark. At the 14:50 mark, he's talking about Tulsi Gabbard coming out. Now, she just came out and exposed all the Russia thing with Obama and with Hillary. And now she's, I think this week, is going to come out exposing the election fraud. So just hold on tight because this has got to come out. Everyone has to know that our election was stolen. And what he's saying, and he and Trump are talking all the time, that this is coming out very soon. I'm hoping it's this week. So check it out. We're going to get more and more.
Right. What I'm talking about with Tulsi Gabbard is all election stuff that's coming out. This is not coming out yet. This will be within a week to 3 weeks. You guys, this will be open everything up. You're going to see reports come out of there that will be amazing. And remember, the presidents went back now to asking different states, including Colorado, for their 2020, 2022, and 2024.
Yeah.
They're never going to get that from them. I mean, Colorado's corrupt as it comes with those guys out there.
And they tossed it. They got rid of it. They don't even have it to give, right?
Yeah, they don't even have it to give.
So the DOJ is coming down on Colorado for election fraud and doing an investigation on them. And then Tulsi Gabbard is going to be coming out exposing what happened in 2020. So and all this election interference. And then the other thing we're talking about here at the 21-minute mark, we talked about this election commission. That's one way that Tina Peters could just keep praying for Tina Peters, because that's one way that she could get out of jail if – they prove that this whole thing was fraudulent, well, you can no longer hold Tina Peters in prison. Check it out.
I wouldn't have got charged with that had I not been in jail in the first place because right. I was upset. Okay, right. So imagine, like with Tina, she's in jail for something that's completely, actually, she would never have been done what she did, her job that they're putting her in jail for,
right.
had she not been, had there not been this other crime committed by this, by Jenna Griswold. And, I just compare her, she's in jail, it's just a scapegoat. Once the appeal comes, the thing that the judge did by calling her threat, a Gold Star mom and everything, never had a jaywalking tick in her life.
Right.
He puts her in prison for 9 years, but she doesn't get out on parole while she's waiting for pending her appeal. That's what you usually keep people in there, a threat to society or threat. You follow me? This is the big thing. Yes, it's just like the president when he went through his stuff. A lot of the stuff has to go to appeal, and you're going to win in appeal courts because the court's corrupt.
Right.
So there's nothing, all this other evidence right. about that the election was stolen and all this, that's not, I don't believe that's going to free Tina. I think what's going to free her is you pull her out as a witness protection program for that other crime, but she will still have to go back for her appeal.
Or the other thing is, if the truth is so powerful that Tulsi Gabbard comes out with, that will effectually remove these rogue people in the election commission in Colorado, like Jenna Griswold.
Yeah, in Colorado. No, then, absolutely. Then she can. They're at the tip of the spear. That's a good point. They're at the tip of the spear.
Yeah, so she's got several ways that she could get out. All right. So I thought that was cool. I mean, just imagine every day she's rotting in that prison. It's just awful. Okay, the other thing I want you guys to, when you listen to it, I want you to listen to this portion right here. And I never really thought about this. But okay, so we're talking, now I asked him at the very end, I said, okay, what are we going to do as far as our election for, coming up, the primary election coming up in May? And he says, everybody support Lindell Offense Fund. Let's see, Lindell Offense Fund or LindellPlan.com. Whatever you can do to help them to help our country, we've got to get rid of these machines. These machines have got to go. And President Trump has already put out this executive order that they can no longer use these QR codes. But these rogue Republican governors are still allowing it, which is outrageous. And so the man won't stop fighting. And so everybody support that, Lindell Plan, support MyPillow.com. You can use the promo code Melly. And we got free shipping. He's offered our group free shipping. I don't think that's for everybody else. That's just for us. If you want to get the heavy stuff, this is the time to do it. He's got like the mattress pads, the topper. I love the topper. I can't go without the topper. All these things, that wonderful products that he has that are heavy, you can get them right now on the free shipping. Okay. And so that's a great way to support him. Get this for your presents that you have for people, birthday presents and that type of thing. Anyway, and be prepared, have these things ready so you can give these people. That's what I give to my family all the time. They love getting the sheets and all that for their presents. My brother-in-law just got some and he was like, I love my new sheets. Anyway, what I was going to say is that, so promo code Melly. Go over to mypillow.com, promo code Melly. The thing that he's saying here, I said, okay, what do we need to do? He said, okay, support our efforts to remove these machines. And he said, check this out.
I'm about that he makes the right choices. And so far, you guys, he's really, him and I have always been very lined up about this, and he's never wavered. But he still has to make some decisions here, between task force and special prosecutors and different things to do to expedite these the expedites before these midterms, before the primaries in the midterms, everybody.
In May.
That we've got to, in May. We got to get rid of these machines. And by the way, everybody, everything's set up. It's not like it's going to be hard to replace them. Every state, by the way, has a system already in place in case the grid went down. So this is nothing new.
That's a great point. Yeah. That's a great point. Did y'all realize that? I didn't even think about that. They all have to have a backup plan. a backup system in case the grid goes down, in case they can't use the machines. So this should not be hard. So we need to push and push and push and say, just you go ahead and we're in an emergency situation because because again, with Tulsi, if she comes out with this in the next 2 or 3 weeks, as he said, and showing that the elections were stolen, then that right there is enough to say, we can't use any of these machines. Just use your backup plan that you already have ready in case the grid went down. Okay, I thought that was so great. He has fought so hard and done so much for our country, and their country is the most attacked. Their country, their company is the most attacked company in the world ever. I really do believe probably of all time, because he's right at the tip of the spear. So let's pray for him. Let's pray for the people at MyPillow, and let's do whatever we can to support them. Isn't that amazing? I'm just so, so thankful for him and what he's doing. I think that's everything. Okay, I'm not going to spend this time to do this. I'll do that on another video, but I'll go ahead real quick and just say, let's see the MyPillow ad right here. Let's see what they've got. This, you'll see on here. Yeah, free shipping on all of these things. They got the slippers, $39.98. So let's support him. I love my kitchen towels. They're amazing. Really, really love them. I love the kind of a teal color that I got. And then the beach towel. This is the mattress toppers. This is a good time to get that because you get free shipping on that. Even if you wanted to get mattresses, this is a free shipping on that. Anyway, so let's check into all of these things, the Giza Dream Sheets they've got on sale too. Now let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you. We praise you that for all that is happening in this world to expose the evildoers and to remove them from us. Thank you for our wonderful, brave, amazing President Trump. Thank you for him and how he is methodically, step by step by step, destroying the cabal. Financially, their war machine, their evil jab machine, all the things that they have done against us, and just revealing the truth every day. Thank you for him, and just pray that, Lord, you would guide him on what to do on the election fraud, and that this will come out with Tulsi Gabbard this week or here real soon. Either way, Lord, just guide them on how exactly to do this, and so that we will be able to get away from these people and that they'll be gone as you promised in your word. Thank you for the golden age that's coming. Thank you for the beautiful golden age of free and fair elections and the golden age of truth and the golden age of peace and the golden age of justice, and the golden age of wonderful arts and entertainment and our wonderful golden age of great relationships where there's no more deception and where everyone has unity. Thank you, Lord, for this promise in your word. And thank you that we're getting to live in this day and to witness it. Lord, just use our battalion. Lord, you've brought us together for this very important purpose for such a time as this. Lord, use us however you see fit. As it said in Joel 2, we don't jostle each other. We move in the exact right position, again, by your spirit. As you are pouring out your spirit on us, we are fulfilling whatever you'd have us to do. We are your willing servants. Whatever you'd have us to do, bless poor Tina Peters, wherever she is right now. Help touch her heart, touch her mind. Help her to know that we are support her and we believe her and that we are with her. And Lord, help her to spring her from that prison cell and set her free. Set all of humanity free from these criminals so that we can have peace on earth. And again, we just praise you that you have bought all this for us with your own blood. We pray that no weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon formed against a President Trump will prosper for sure. And nothing that the enemy attempts will succeed. It will all fail miserably, and that we will succeed in everything that we do, and that we will inherit the earth just like you promised. We pray all this in your wonderful, amazing, matchless name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I love you so much. I'm so glad we got together. I hope you had fun. Don't forget, you can check out all the goodies on freedomforce.live or melissaredpill.com, whichever you want. The playlist is right here. Please share the end times. Make sure to share my Melissa Red Pill X account. And I guess that's it. I love you. And it's time to go. And I will talk. I know y'all hate this part. When I have to say bye. I do too, but I'll see you Tuesday at 6 o'clock Central Time, right? I'll see you then. So set your watches. I'll see you 6 p.m. Central Time. And don't forget to watch the Mike Lindell video. Okay, we're really going this time. Okay, I love you guys. And I'll talk to you later.